Grace, mercy, and peace from God, our Father, and our Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Let us pray. Lord, thank you for your word. We pray, God, that you help us to not only be hearers of your word, but to be doers as well, in Jesus' name. Amen. In our gospel reading last Sunday, we heard about a rich young ruler who went to Jesus and inquired about what he must do to inherit eternal life. Mark tells us Jesus said to him, "Go, sell everything you have, give it to the poor, then come and follow me." Unfortunately, Jesus' radical and uncompromising challenge and call to discipleship were turned down by this rich young ruler. However, as customary, Jesus then used that occasion to teach his disciples about entering the kingdom of God. Jesus said to them, "Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. For with men it is impossible, but with God all things are possible." Jesus' analogy of the camel and the eye of the needle probably have nothing to do with a small gate in Jerusalem. He is simply using an image to emphasize the impossibility of the rich becoming saved without divine help. But notice, it doesn't only apply to the rich, but also to the poor as well. In Mark chapter 10, verse 26, when you read it, "It is impossible for both the rich and poor to enter the kingdom of God without divine help." Why is it important? Why is it impossible to enter the kingdom of God without divine help? Salvation is not about what you can do for God. It is about what God has done for you and for me. Salvation is all about God. Our own self-righteousness and attempt at keeping the Lord without putting our faith in Christ will make salvation an impossibility. It's even more harder for the rich than the poor to enter the kingdom of God, because riches have the potential of influencing our spiritual life. Someone said, "There are three main ways riches influence us. First, they foster a false sense of independence. We think we can now make it on our own without God. We think we can deal with any situation that arises in our lives. Secondly, they bind us to the things of the earth. Jesus warned, "Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." Thirdly, they tend to make us selfish. It's human nature to want more. There is a tendency to turn away from helping others when we have great possessions. This shouldn't cause us to become cynical toward the rich and wealthy among us, but to learn that we have to detach ourselves from anything that will prevent our entering into the kingdom of God. For both the rich and poor, salvation, entering the kingdom of God, is impossible without divine help. We must each acknowledge we have nothing to offer, come to the end of ourselves, and put our faith in Jesus Christ alone and follow him. Jesus' statement about the impossibility of entering the kingdom of God without divine help caused the disciples to become amazed and perhaps doubtful of their own entering into the kingdom of God. Mark tells us, Peter said to Jesus,
We have left everything and follow you. The disciples were amazed because they thought that earthly wealth was a sign of God's favor. I guess they ponder over the statement of Jesus. Perhaps this was the question they ponder over. How could it be that those who are favorably blessed by God will at the same time have difficulty being received into his kingdom? Well, Jesus responded to Peter's question, clarifying his doubt and affirming the reward that awaits all of those who make sacrifices and who will make sacrifices for him and for the gospel. Jesus said, "No one who has left house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or lands for my sake and for the gospel will not receive 100 times as much in this present age and in the age to come eternal life." And one thing that Jesus also said, along with the 100-fold blessing, there will also be persecution. Speaking about the 100-fold blessing, for those who will make sacrifices for Christ and the gospel, one commentator said this: "There is 100 times more joy and satisfaction in a life devoted to Christ and the gospel than a life devoted to frivolous comforts and pleasures and worldly advancements." Have you entered the kingdom of God? Have you left everything, meaning putting God first, to follow Christ? Are you making sacrifices for Christ and the gospel? C.T. Studd said this: "Only one life, it will soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last." What are you doing for Christ that will live after you are gone? Jesus said, "With God, all things are possible." It is possible for you and for me, with God's help, to enter the kingdom of God, to make sacrifices for Christ and the gospel ministry, and to receive Christ's promises of 100-fold blessing and eternal life, and of course, with persecution. God bless you. Amen.